Feminist History for Every Day of the Year by Kate Moss, illustrated by Sophie Bass, read by Adjua Ando and Kate Moss. As always, for my beloved Greg, Martha, Felix, Ollie, Finn and Lily, and for my wonderful niece Ellen Huxley, my lioness's partner in crime.
I have lived to see my lost causes found. Paulie Murray. I myself have never been able to find out precisely what feminism is. I only know that people call me a feminist whenever I express sentiments that differentiate me from a doormat. Rebecca West. Women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Introduction. When you take a look in the mirror, what do you see? I don't mean the colour of your hair, or eyes, or skin, nor how tall you are, or your clothes size. Beyond those things, what do you see? An astronaut, or a doctor? A biologist, or architect? An environmental activist, or a headliner at Glastonbury? Perhaps a tech wizard, or a Paralympian, a teacher, or a police officer? There should be no barriers to what a girl or woman can achieve, no obstacles put in her way. There should be no barriers for trans or non-binary people either, nor for boys or men, for anybody. And even though there are no individual entries for men or boys in this book, since it was inspired by the idea of putting missing women and girls back into history, there is a chapter celebrating amazing male feminist allies and how feminism is as much about an attitude, a state of mind, as gender. For things to be fairer, better, we've all got to be in this together. But the simple truth is that, for most of history, society has tried to put limits on what women and girls are allowed to do. And it's not just the distant past. Did you know that women in Switzerland couldn't vote or stand for election until 1971? Or that until 1975, women in the UK couldn't open a bank account in their own name? Or that girls in Afghanistan in 2025 are not allowed to go to school after the age of 11? When people try to take away our freedoms, we have to speak up. This book is a celebration of some of the trailblazers who refused to accept the limitations put on them, who campaigned and marched, battled and challenged the status quo to change the world for the better. There are stories of resilience and hope, loss and triumph, sexism and liberation, joy and brilliance. You'll meet hundreds of inspirational women, girls and non-binary people who deserve to be household names, some from the distant or recent past, others who are making history today. They could be you. They are you. This book will take you through time and space to every corner of the world and to the stars above, from ancient Egypt to modern-day Britain and everything in between. At its heart is the idea that everyone, wherever they come from, whatever they look like, tall or short, whatever the colour of their skin, whatever their gender or sexuality, whatever their nationality, whenever they lived, should be free to be who they want to be. That's what feminism means. Fairness. Because I'm a writer and passionately believe in the importance of women and girls telling their own stories, there are lots of writers in this book. If you were making your own list of trailblazers, you might choose some of the same women, or maybe come up with a completely different lineup. That doesn't matter. Since 190,000 BCE, some 117 billion people have been born on Earth, and 8.2 billion are alive today. That's a lot of women jostling to be heard. Feminist History for Every Day of the Year is just the beginning of a conversation to put back into the history books all the women and girls whose achievements have gone unrecorded or overlooked. By saying their names loudly and proudly, we can tell the whole story of all the people who made history. Together. A couple of things to bear in mind before you start listening. First, quite a lot of our feminist heroines are the first to do something.